Okay, Boker Tov, everyone. We're up to Daf Chaf Bet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer V'chuli. What was the V'chuli? He says, Ein kotvin lo al haniyara machuk v'lo al hadifter rabbi deshu yachol is dayef. You can't write on already erased paper or on, we'll see the exact definition, untreated parchment. Because they are forgeable. I don't think that's a word, but you can erase them and rewrite them, and no one will notice. And therefore, they're not valid. The Gemara will extend the Chachamar Machshir. The Gemara will explain. It'll take us a few lines to get there. That Rabbi the Chachamar Rabbi Elazar, in which case Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira would be like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chatima Karte. You need signatures that prove something. And if you can forge the and change what's written, then the signatures don't prove anything. The Chacham hold like Rabbi Elazar that the signatures don't need to prove anything as long as you have Eidei Mesira, so it doesn't matter if it's Yachol Lehiz Dayif. Okay, there's a bit of a technical machloket here. What is Niyar HaMachuk? Rashi on the Mishnah says the Ha'edim Nami Al HaMachak Chatumim. The Edom are also on the erased paper. Also means the get and the Edom are both on the machak, on the erased paper. Tosfot disagrees. Tosfot points out it's a mafurish gemara in Bava Batra daf kuf samach dalet. It means the opinion of Rav there, but no other amor argues against him. It's a mafurish gemara that if the Edom and the ketav are both on the machak, then it's kosher because it's not forgeable. Because if you erased something, if you erased the shtar and rewrote it, then the shtar would be doubly erased, the Edom would only be singly erased, and Beis Din would tell the difference, and they wouldn't accept it. So therefore, there are three opinions about this. So what is Al HaMachak? Sorry. Okay, sorry, not sure how I lost you there. One second. Okay, hopefully you can see and hear me again.
Yeah, so far so good.
Great. Okay, so anyway, as I was saying, there's a bit of a technical machloket here, which we'll mention briefly. What exactly is on the Niyar Machuk? Rashi and the Sefer Itter is really the only one who agrees with him. He says the Shtar and the Edim are on the Machak. Tosos here disagrees. Tosos says, no, that would be kosher because it's not forgeable. You'd be able to tell if the shtar was on doubly erased paper and the Edom were only on singly erased paper. And therefore, Tosos and the Rush say only the Edom are on erased paper. That's forgeable because then you could erase the shtar, rewrite it, and it'll look the same as the Edom. And the Ramban, and, the Beit Midrasho, let's say, the Ramban, the Chuli, the Raspa, the Ritva, the Ran, and the Rid, and the Meiri, say, only the shtar is on the erase part, and that is forgeable because you could erase it and rewrite it. And since the Edim are on unerased paper, are on pristine paper, there's no way to tell whether the paper the shtar is on was erased once or twice. Okay, so basically Tosos makes sense. The Ramban makes sense. Rashi is a little difficult. He's against the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, if the paper, if the everything is on singly erased paper, then it's not forgeable and it's kosher. How do you defend Rashi? So there are many ways out there to defend Rashi. I put some of them in the brackets. The simplest shot is what the Itzer seems to imply, and the Pnei Yeshua says, is that Rashi here is not disagreeing with Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra says it is kosher b'dieved. If you bring it to court, it's kosher. Rashi here says it is pasul lechatchila. After all, Rashi didn't say it's pasul b'dieved. He just says that ein kosvin. So it could be Rashi here only meant initial lechatchila. Okay, we're gozer lechatchila here. In Dini Mamanis, it's not so shy to talk about gzeira lechatchila. People do what they do. In Gittin, where it's more of a ritual matter, you could talk about an iser lechatchila. The other possibility that Pnei Yehoshua suggests is that in Gittin, it's possible even b'dieved, because Gittin people don't bring two qualified judges to look at. They just, you know, bring it to the family to show that when they want to make a shidduch that they're divorced, and therefore people won't be able to tell if it's singly erased or doubly erased, while by Dini Mamanos, you always bring it to a court because you have to sue someone for money, and once you bring it to court, they'll be able to tell, and they'll see that it's not... they'll tell if it's forged or not. So basically, how do you defend against the kasha? Either say it's only usur, only lechatchila, and therefore it's not against the Gemara Bava Basra, or it's pasul begitin and kosher in Mamanos. Why? Because in Mamanos, if you forge it, the Dayanim will see that the Shtar is doubly erased and the Edom are singly erased. While in Gittin, no one will be able to tell because you don't bring in such experts. Fine. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Amar Chir Bar Asi Mishmei De'ula, Gimel Oros Hain. There are three types of leather. Matza, Chifa, V'diftera. Matza K'mashmo. Matza sounds like it sounds, meaning what's matza? It's undeveloped. You're just like matza. You don't make it right. D'lom Liyef Lokmiyef. You don't do anything to it. You don't can it with salt, and you don't treat it with flour. Velo uppets, and you don't tan it with walnuts. Lamai hilchata. Why do we care about it being a separate category? Lo tzach Shabbos, because each of these types of parchment in different stages of production is useful for a different thing, and therefore, since the shear votes on Shabbos, you only chay v'chata if you carry out a useful amount. They each have a different shear, right? So the Kamashiro Kedikatani Roshomar Yehuda Kedilotzer Mishkal Katana. No one would write on this matzah. However, you would use it to wrap a small weight, so it wouldn't get worn out or rusted. The Kama Amar Baiki Riva Deriva Pomedita. What's a small weight? A quarter of a quarter of a kav, like they use in Pomedita. Chifa the Maliach Lo Kmiach. That was treated with salt, but not Lo Kmiach Lo Upitz. Not with flour, not with gallnut juice. My health alotsa Shabbos, when Kamash Yurik is not orked, the lasso's kamiya, that they would wrap around an amulet. Diftera, the Malach Mevela Afif, the diftera in our Mishnah, which is something that people would often write on, but it's just erasable and forgeable, you can't tell if it was erased, the Malach Mevela Afif, because the Malach Mevela and was not treated with gold, not juice. My health alotsa Shabbos, when Kamash Yurik, they lift of Lo Saget. Obviously, that would only be according to the Chacham of our Mishnah, which is Rabbi Elazar, that you can write a get on diftera. Okay, and Tosas tells us, or Rashi tells us that elsewhere, it says proper hide that was treated with all the things, the shear is to write a parsha of tefillin. Okay, continuing. Chacham machshirin. Man chachamim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Amora Rabbi Elazar ben Kadat, says Rabbi Elazar, it is the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Elazar, the Amr Eidim Mesira Karte. Okay, Rabbi Elazar holds Eidim Mesira Karte, says Dover Yachal is Dive, okay. Rabbi Meir holds Eidim Chasima Karte, says it's not okay. Here, Rashi says something which Tosos on Amud Aleph jumps on him for two details. First, Rashi says, what does Rashi say here? Where we lose he the Amra Chatima Taget Enam in a Torah. The low side of the midfield will eat him a Sira, the Inu who da of decreases, thou Karchach be in an Adim. So, first of all, Rashi says you have to give with Adim a Sira. Here, Rashi sounds like the opinion of Tosos as opposed to the Rambam and the Rif. I think we pointed that out at the time, a few places in the Sugya. Rashi sounds that way, that according to Rilazar, you need to use Dafka Edim Asira. You don't have a choice of either way, like the Rambam and the Rif holds. Okay, the Alfin and Erva Dabra Dabra Mimamo, we discussed this. Vihelkach Lochashin Dimum Zaifa, Ga Amran and Srichal Mikre, Vihava Beitai and Yadi. Since you have to use Edim Asira and the Edim Asira have to read it, what are we afraid? What is someone going to forge in a get? Right, we're not talking about an IOU. An IOU, we know what we're afraid they'll forge. Lots of things. Like, for example, they'll change the amount. Right? A forgeable shtar chov is no good because it'll say AB owes Bednar 1,000 shekel and I'll erase him right 1,000,000. What are we afraid of forging in a get? After all, it says he's divorcing her, he's divorcing her. We're afraid that he says he's divorcing her tonight and she won't be in kind of tonight and she will erase the tonight and get away with it. So Rashi says, no problem. Since the Edom read it, they know if there was a tonight or not. And according to Rabbi Elazar, which is Edim Masira Ikar, and there always have to be Edim Masira according to Yeshita, when she comes to remarry, she has to bring her Edim Masira, and therefore, the Edim Masira will remember if there was a Tanai or not, and she won't be able to get away with anything. That's why Rabbi Elazar allows it. Here, Tosfot has a problem with Rashi's formulation. Rashi seems to say that according to Rabbi Elazar, you have to bring Edim Asira in order to remarry. Tosfos points out that's against a very basic theme that comes up a few places in our Masechet, which is Tikkun Olam, right? Edim Chot Ben Ala Get Bnei Tikkun Olam. The signatures are for Tikkun Olam, and the Gemara says many places that Rabbi Elazar says that. Rabbi Meir says there's Tikkun Olam in exactly how they sign, but the signatures are necessary, Midoraisa. But Rabbi Elazar says, for Tikkun Olam, they have to sign. Why do they have to sign for Tikkun Olam? So if the Edim Asira die, Gemara says explicitly, or move to Minyan Asayam, she can use the Edei Chatima to prove that she is divorced. So Tosfot says it's explicit in the Gemara that she doesn't have to bring the Edim Asira to court in order to prove she is divorced. There's a Tikkun Olam to have Chatimot because she can rely on the Edei Chatima if she wants. Tosfot implicitly has the same question against Rashi on Daf. Samet Dalid. Rashi says here, you have to go through the Gemara, but the Gemara says, why do you need Edim that her shliach received the get? Why can't the get just be its own proof? And the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, you need Edim, you need Edim Asira. It's not enough to bring the get. And Rashi just says, Rabbi Elazar, he da amar in get kashul Edim Asira. Every get absolutely needs Edim Asira. And therefore, you need the Edim Asira. Okay, sounds like you need to bring Edim Asira. Tosfot objects and says, well, he doesn't ask the question, but what does he say? Rashi in two places implies, our sugya is definitely more, Rashi says, Lefi Rabbi Elazar, she has to bring Edei Mesira to be her. If she wants to prove it later, she has to bring Edei Mesira. Tosa says that's not true. It's against the Takan of Tikkun Olam. So what does Tosa say in our Sugya? On Chaf Bet Amud Aleph, Tosa says what he meant was Al Dover Shechel is Dayif. What he meant was if there's no valid signatures, then she needs to bring Edei Mesira. not the Pashut Pshat in Tosos. The Pashut Pshat in Tosos is that she always has to bring Edim Asira, right? He says it is a general factor. But Tosos says, what does Rashi mean? So Rashi means, according to Tosos, that only if there's no valid Hasimos. Right? Like in our sugya, where there's no valid chasimos because the signatures are worthless because the davar shechel is daif. And likewise, Tosfos says in Daf Samach Dalid, Tosa says, what does it mean according to Rabbi Elazar? You need to bring Eide Mesira. It means if there's no signatures. Okay, if there's no signatures, there's no valid signatures. So Tosos, in general, says, he says, Rashi must admit, of course Eide Chasim are good for Birur. Of course she has the choice to bring Eide Mesira to prove she's divorced later, or Eide Chasima to prove she's divorced later. It just means if the Eide Chasim are puzzle, then she needs to bring the Eide then she needs to bring the Eide Mesira. That's not possible.
Couldn't we say that what Rashi really means is L'chadchila, you should bring, it's right. Preferable to bring Eide Mesira. If not, right. We go to these other routes.
That's what I thought as well. One second, sorry. Okay. Here. Everyone should appreciate being at home. Those who hate when I make it cold in the room can make their room whatever temperature they like. I thought Pashup Shot was like Morty. I didn't see that in the Rishonin. There must be some Akron who says that. Chaim must have it someplace in his Masifta. But I thought Pashup Shot in Rashi was that Rashi meant L'chadchila. Because after all, even Rashi in our daf admits that Eide Chasim are good enough. If you look at Rashi, in the last skinny line, he admits that if it's a long time and the Eide Mesira forgot, we'd rely on the Eide Chasima. So Rashi here, why does Rashi say she always has to bring Eide Mesira? And then say, but we can rely on the Eide Chasima. So I thought Pashup Shat and Rashi was like Morty says. Okay, Bar Shekivanti, that maybe Rashi means Lechatchila. L'chadchila, she has to bring Eide Mesira. Because Eide Mesira karti. Bidi Eved, Tikkun Olam is that. Bidi Eved, right? What did the Tikkun Olam say? There was no Tikkun Olam that if she's in the mood to bring the Chatimot instead of Eide Mesira, she can. The lush of the Tikkun Olam was if the Eide Chasima die or move to another country. Now, okay, that doesn't prove anything. But that's just when there would have been a problem. But I thought maybe Rashi would say that the Chachila, she has to bring the Eide Mesira, it's only Bidi Eved, that Mishum Tikkun Olam, she can rely on the Eide Chasima. She can rely on the Eide Chasima Doraisa. But Midrabanan, at least, the Chachila, she has to bring Eide Mesira. Okay, so there are two ways to read this Rashi. The Tosos reads Rashi as saying, of course she has the choice whether to bring Eide Chasima or Eide Mesira later. Just if the Eide Chasima are problematic, she has to bring Eide Mesira. Pashup Shat and Rashi is in here in two places that you just always have to bring Eide Mesira. We know you can bring Eide Chasima. Maybe the answer is the Chachila Eide Mesira, but Pidiyevit Eide Chasima. Okay, I don't have any lum. This just to point out that I think the Sheet of Rashi might be a little different than Tosa says, and Morty agrees. The third point in Rashi we're not going to revisit here is that Rashi continues and says, Aval Rabmeir to Amar lo in an Eide Mesira. Meir says you don't need Eide Mesira. The Ike Lamechash L'Ziufa. Then there's only Eide Chasima. You have to worry about Ziyuf. Because if you rely on Eide Chasima, Isha Bali Nasa Begetein Avil Faneinu Eide Machatum Bo. The woman who comes to remarry doesn't bring the Eide Chasima. She only brings the signatures. She doesn't bring the people. If there are people who recognize and can authenticate their signatures, Viziyafta Leka Diyada, says Rashi, Rabbi Meir, of course you can't use Yachul Izdayef. Why not? Because she doesn't bring the Eide Chasima, she just brings the signatures. And if she just brings the signatures, it's worthless because there might have been a Tanai and she might have erased it. Rashi is Meduyak here, that if she had brought the Eide Chasima in to court, it sounds like it would be okay for Rabbi Meir. And Tosos jumps all over him. Tosos says, even if, meaning Rashi sounds like, even though it's forgeable, if she brings Edom to prove that it wasn't forged, it's valid for Rabbi Meir. Tosos says, no, you need Muchach Mitocho for Rabbi Meir. The shtar itself needs to prove that it's true without any added help from the outside. Okay, this machlokas we're not going to chazer. This is the old machlokas. We saw the Rashi and Tosos here b'shaito, that Rashi and Tosos argue about muchach mitocho, right? We discussed that a long time ago on probably on daf beis on a beis to gimel and aleph or wherever we initially discussed it. There was a Tosos. Okay, so this Rashi is three things. Number one, he clearly implies here in many other places that he holds like Tosot against the Rambam and the Rif, that Rabbi Elazar requires Eide Mesira and doesn't give you two options. Number two, he sounds like Rabbi Elazar requires you to bring the Eide Mesira into court to prove your divorced afterwards. Ah, there's a tikkun olam that says that she can rely on the signatures. Okay, so either Rashi didn't really mean it, or Rashi means l'chadchila. And third, Rashi implies that even according to Rabbi Meir, even if the signatures don't prove anything, it's still chal if you can somehow prove that it was valid, even though it's not muchach mitochel, and Tosus disagrees. That's l'shitasam, we've seen a few places. Let us go on to the machlokes amaran then. Okay, so, yeah. Did someone want to say something? No. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Elazar. Okay, here we have to keep track. The Amor Rabbi Elazar versus the Tana Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Lo Hechsher Rabbi Elazar, Ela Le'alter. Avol Mikan Biyad Asar Yamim Lo Chashim and Demahab Beitana of Ziyafde. Says the Amor Rabbi Elazar that the Tana Rabbi Elazar only allowed a Dover Shiach Lizdayif if she brings it to court to remarry right away. But he doesn't allow it to be used as proof a long time later. Even if she brings the Edei Mesira to court 10 days later, it's not valid because there might have been a Tanai and the Edei Mesira would have forgotten it over the 10 days. And therefore, we can't rely on it. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even 10 days later, we can rely on the Edei Mesira because if there was a Tanai, they would remember it. Okay, so Elazar says we don't trust the Edei Mesira's memory 10 days later. Maybe we showed him sound like any amount of days later, as long as it's not the same day, as long as it's not La'alter. We don't trust their memory. And therefore, we can't rely on the Shtar 10 days later because we don't trust them to remember what it originally says. And Rabbi Yonan says, no, we do trust them to remember what it originally says. And we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan in this. Here, all the Rishonim agree. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. There's a rule that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Elazar. It is because there's a rule that we always paskin like the Rebbe against the Talmud, and Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Elazar's Rebbe. So we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Elazar will allow a get on Dover Yochanan's Daif, and even many days later, if you brought the Edei Mesira in and they say, yeah, we remember that even though you can't prove what it said, it could have been erased, but we remember what it said and there's no tznai, then we trust them. Next machlokas. Pa'amar Rabbi Elazar, lo hechshir Rabbi Elazar ela begitna, vol b'shar shtoros lo, dechsib v'nusat mechlicheres, l'man yamdu yam rabim. Rabbi Elazar says that the Tana Rabbi Elazar only allowed Dover Shiach l'zdayif in gitn, but not in other shtoros. As it says, v'nusat mechlicheres l'man yamdu yam rabim, in the Haftorah of Bahar. Not coming up soon because it's a double parsha this year, I believe. So next week we'll read the Haftorah of Bechukosai. But in the Haftorah of Behar, Yirmiyahu buys a field from his relative Hanam El, and we learn all the halachos of Kenyan Karka, many of the halachos of Kenyan Karka from there, and he has to put it in a klicheres, he has to put it in a klicheres for long-term storage, so that it'll last a long time. So what do we see here? We see here that it's important that it lasts a long time, and therefore, since it can't last a long time, it is no good. Why can't it last a long time? Simple pshat is, because this is Rabbi Elazar talking, Rabbi Elazar says that the Tana Rabbi Elazar did not rely on Dover Shiach L'zdayif 10 days later. So it can't even last 10 days. It can't last a long time. If it can't last a long time, it's no good, as we learned from Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yochanan filu b'shtaros. Yochanan says, even in shtaros, it's valid. According to Rabbi Elazar, v'achtiv man yam d'yam rabim. Oh, it's not going to last a long time. Hatam etza tova kamashla. No, that doesn't mean there's a halacha of lasting a long time. That's not what that pasuk comes to teach us. That pasuk is that, like, Pshuta's basically saying, read it like Pshuta Shal Mikra. What's Pshuta Shal Mikra of that pasuk? Pshuta Shal Mikra of that pasuk is that Yirmiyahu should put it in a sealed pottery jug in order that it lasts a long time as good advice, so that he'll have it when he needs it by putting it in a jug. Not that there's some new halacha that we learned about Dabar Yachal Lizdayif. Okay, that is the Gemara. A few issues come up here. The first issue I want to discuss is, first there's a strange Rashi, right? Tosfot and all the Rishonim I found argue on Rashi. What is Rabbi Elazar's reason? Why does Rabbi Elazar not allow it in shtaros? Says Rashi, Elo begitten de ein nasuin el latira v'yar v'chol lavi el beit in altar. Gittin are only needed to let her remarry, and she could bring it to beit din right away. Beit din will permit her to remarry. Meaning, even if she doesn't have a chassan yet, she can go to beit din, bring her them get. She could bring the get la altar right away, and they will tell her, "Fine, you are allowed to remarry, and that will last forever." Then she can throw it in the garbage. Because once Beit Din says she's permitted to remarry, everyone will remember and she'll be set for life. Shtaros, you can't just bring a shtar to Beit Din and everyone will remember, like if a woman is divorced. You have to collect them, and you're going to collect them a long time later. And maybe it'll be a long time. And the Edom Asira will forget. So you'll have to rely on the Edom Asira, because remember, at least b'di'eved, Rabbi Elazar relies on the Eidah Chasima, and then the guy could change what's written above, change 1,000 to 1,000,000, and the Edom will be there, and he'll be able to use it for dishonesty, and therefore it's no good. Here Tosod and everyone else argues on Rashi. He says Rashi makes it sound like a gzera. What's the gzera? That maybe if it's a get, there's no need for a, if it's a get, there's no need for a gzera. Because gittin, she will take out right away, and she will, and she'll go to Beit Din and be remarried, and it'll be fine. But in other shtarot, it's not common that someone would use the shtar right away. What good is a shtar right away? If I have a shtar that I lent you 1,000,000 shekel, what good is that right now? The whole point is later, in a few years, you'll get 1,000,000 shekel and repay me, or whatever the case may be. So I will take it out a long time later. A long time later is achar sar yamim. It's really not trustworthy. And Rashi makes it sound like that maybe I will forge and I will get away with it. Here it's a little tricky. Won't Beit Din know not to trust it, because without the Edom Asira, for sure, Beit Din can't trust it. That's Tosfos Kasha. But Rashi sounds like it's, and that's why Tosfos rejects Rashi. Rashi sounds like Igzera. It's Igzera lest you rely on the Edom Chasima, and then you're able to rip people off and write whatever you want. Tosfos says, why would he have this zero? Won't Beit Din know not to rely on Eid Chasima on a Davar Yachalus Dayef? But, you know, Rashi might really mean this zero. So, the way the Rishonim understood Rashi, he meant that the reason for the psul is a zero. Tosfos says, A, why did Beit Din make the mistake? And the other Rishonim also say, and after all, if it was a zero, why would you need the psul? So, we're not sure exactly what Rashi means. Does Rashi mean it's a gzeira, and this pasuk is just sort of an asmachta, or maybe they made this gzeira in the days of Yirmiyahu HaNavi already? Rashi means, why is it a problem? The problem is a gzeira, because it's likely that you will take it out a long time from now. Or does Rashi really not disagree with Tosfot? And Rashi's lashon is not so davka. And Rashi really means that he doesn't mean dilma like a gzeira, maybe you'll use it to rip people off. What he means is that a shtar is something which would typically wait to be used for a long time. And so there's something which would typically need to be used a long time later, since it's something that would typically be used a long time later, therefore there is a gzera d'katov that, since it's not good for a long time, it's not good at all. Which way everyone else understands gzera d'katov, if it doesn't last a long time, it is not good at all. So it's not 100% clear how to read Rashi. Does Rashi really mean gzera d'katov like everyone else? Which is a little dachuk in his lashon. Or does Rashi really mean that it's a gzera? And he just thinks the pasuk in Yirmiyah is referring to this gzera. So one possibility certainly is that Rashi is referring to a gzera, lest you rely on the Eid Chasima when the Eid Chasima are obviously improper. So let us.
But isn't there a Who writes the Loewe is the one who writes the shtar. And like we saw a lady with Gittin, she has to worry about herself. Why make Xeris? He has to worry about himself. He has to write a shtar that he gives to this other guy that's a safe shtar.
good point, meaning why not say anyone who writes a star in Davashi Yachol is die if damaged themselves and got themselves into hot water and it's their own problem if they get ripped off. Meaning in Gittin, we'd say there's a matter of an Isser involved, so we can't say it's our own problem. In Shtoris, why don't we say it's his own problem? My only thought is, I could say two things. Maybe it is his own problem, but we don't always tell someone to suffer from their own negligence. Sometimes we try to protect the truth, and we try to protect people who made mistakes. And B, I think in Dini Mamonos, other people could also suffer. Like, for example, I'll give you two examples. The Rishonim don't bring this example. The Shtar could say that AB owes me a million shekel, and I could forge it and change it to say that Aaron owes me a million shekel. Okay, then an innocent person is suffering was not negligent. B, there's always the matter of Torah Lekuchos, right? Shiba Nechasim, etc. So you never know who could end up suffering, right? I could forge a star that AB owes me money and then take away your house, who you bought it from AB. So that doesn't bother me. So let us just mention what Rashi might sound like. Rashi might sound like it is a gzera lest you rely on the Ede Chasima. Meaning there's no real problem with Ede Mesira. The gzera is lest someone mistakenly rely on the Ede Chasima. That is what Rashi sort of sounds like. If you take his Lashon literally, Dilma, maybe you'll wait till the Eidah Mesira forgets, and then you rely on the Eidah Hasima, and once you rely on the Eidah Hasima, you can forge things and get away with it. It's a little dachuk. Won't bait and stop you from getting away with it because they'll realize this trick. But maybe Rashi means Xerah or Choshesh that someone will somehow make a mistake. That's possible. So Rashi might mean it's a gzera. Everyone else in the world, though, says it is a gzerat ha-katov. The gzerat ha-katov is that l'man yamdu yomer rabim, it's a gzeras ha-katov from Yirmiyah, that whatever star will not last a long time is not valid at all, even in the short run. A star that doesn't last a long time is invalid milechatchila. Now here, before we get to the bottom of this, we have to ask a very technical question that bothered Tosfot and all the Rishonim. What technical question bothered Tosfot and all the Rishonim? Which is the attack on Rabbi Yochanan. Right? After all, we attack Rabbi Yochanan. We say, V'aktiv l'man yamdu yamim rabim. What's the nature of the attack on Rabbi Yochanan? What do I mean? Tosfot already asked this question the way Tosfot says. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. He just skips to the answer. Okay. What's the kasha is this? The Gemara attacked Rabbi Yochanan l'man yamdu yamim rabim. Right? So let's just see. Give me a second. Why that's an attack on Rabbi Yochanan. So the... Let's say, what is the shita of Rabbi Elazar in Shtaros? Rashi says it is a gzeira shema yismoch al ede chasima. Okay, it's a funny gzeira. Why wouldn't they know better? But maybe that is what Rashi means. But all the other Rishonim say, no. It is a Zeres HaKosov. The Kevan, the Puzzle, La'achar Zman, Puzzle, I shouldn't say Puzzle. It's not Puzzle Achar Zman, but I would say the Lo Mahani, let's say that better, right? Lo Hechsher. Since it doesn't work for a long time, it's Pasul Gamre from the get-go, from the first second. So Then they have, and where, what's the makor that xeris akasov? Leman yam du yamim rabim. If it's yam du yam rabim, it's a star. And if it's not yam du yam rabim, it's not a halosh star. Now, what's the problem? The problem is the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara asks the kasha Rabbi Yochanan about ksiv leman yam du yam rabim. The problem is that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't accept the premise. Let's ask the following question. Lama lo mahani achar zman. But why doesn't it work later? Why is this a problem in Shtoris that it doesn't work later? Why, if it doesn't work later, it's possible. Why doesn't it work later? So the simple shot is, the reason it doesn't work later is because of what Rabbi Lazar said in the first half of the Amud. Because Rabbi Lazar l'shitase, who holds that mikan v'ad asar yamim lo. Right? So the first answer is the Amora Rabbi Elazar Ishitase. The Mikan. The Ada Sariyam Imlo Lishitase that he held. That Rabbi Elazar was only master of the altar and not Mikan Yavasar Yamin. So he said that's fine in Gittin. But in Shtaros, once it's not good, Mikan Yavasar Yamin, it is not valid at all. Okay, that is the Pashup shot in the Gemara. What's Tosa's problem with the Gemara? Tosa's problem is then why does the Gemara attack Rabbi Yochanan? Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Veha Ktiv Manyam Yom Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan, shouldn't you admit? How could Rabbi Yochanan admit? He denies the premise. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no shtar. Saying, shouldn't you admit that since it doesn't work for a long time, it's puzzled the gamrin? But Rabbi Yochanan denies the premise. He thinks there is no such shtar that doesn't work for a long time. All shtars work for a long time. Remember, there's not Rashi that we're afraid to be somach on the chasima. We're saying within a day, mesira, right? So that's what Tosas implicitly asks. But the perfect tivlaman yam du yamer rabin. Then what's the question? The question. What's the question of Rav Yochanan? Why can't Rav Yochanan say, I admit that something doesn't work for a long time is pasul legamrei, but I think shtoros work mikan v'asar yamin. I think the edim asira don't forget. So the question of Rav Yochanan is that is a more indirect question. Is that he must be wrong. In the first machlokas also, because there has to be one case of shtar dilo mahani achar zman. Okay, this is what Tosa says in Tosa's Lashon is Hayne Mishum the Salka Daikin the Krolim with the Shtar Kasi the Lav Hachinamai Ati. The Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan is not you should agree with our logic. It's not the Kasha. Why don't you agree with my logic? Since it's not good for a long time, it's Pasul Lagamre. Because Rabbi Yochanan will say the reason I don't agree with your logic is because every Shtar is Kasha for a long time. There's no Echitimtsi of a Shtar that's not Kasha for a long time. So rather, what's the kasha of Rabbi Yochanan? The kasha is, no, you must be wrong. This is a kasha on double Rabbi Yochanan. You must be wrong in the first machlokas also. Why? Because if you're right in the first machlokas, there's no shtar that doesn't work for a long time. And if there's no shtar that doesn't work for a long time, then there's no shtar that's puzzled forever because l'man yam du yam rabim. But l'man yam du yam rabim has to cover at least one case. Since it has to cover at least one case, there must be a case that doesn't work for a long time and is therefore puzzled lagamrei. And that must be a case of Dabar Yachol Liz Dayif. So it's a kasha on both sheets as Rabbi Yochanan. And then he answers, no, who says there has to be some case? Maybe just an Eitzah Tova. However, all the other sheets in Rishonim understand the question of Rabbi Yochanan more straightforwardly. Rabbi Yochanan also admits there's a case that doesn't work for a long time. And then we're asking, if it doesn't work for a long time, shouldn't you admit it's possible Gamre? And he says, no, it's an Eitzah Tova. What are the other pshatim? The other pshatim are, this is Tosfos. Tosus is first answer, and many others. There's the Tosus is second answer. What is Tosus' second answer? No, Likule Alma Staros Lo Mahani Acharzman Mishom Reboy Tanayim. Says Tosus, no, the Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan is straightforward. The Kasha of Yochanan is, shouldn't you also admit that in Dine Mamano Shtaros, they don't work later, and therefore, Alpi Gzeres HaKasim, they also shouldn't work now? And why would even Rabbi Yochanan admit that Dine Mamanos don't work after 10 days? Because the difference in Get and Dine Mamanos, the Get maximum is one Tanayim. Most Getten have no Tanayim, that's our Getten nowadays, our Minhag. Maximum put one Tanayim to Get. How much fine print can there be in a get? If they're divorced, they're divorced. Maybe you'll say if you give me X. But when it comes to the Mamanos, if anyone here is a lawyer, right, Irv is a lawyer, you know when you make contracts, you put in a million different conditions. I want this and I want that. And you negotiate over all the conditions. Therefore, contracts have so many conditions in Dini Mamanos that even Rabbi Yochanan admits that the AD Masira will forget them by 10 days from now. And therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan admits it's no good in 10 days from now. And then the question is straightforward. If even you admit that Shtaros are no good in 10 days from now, and it says, Man Yom Yom Rabim, shouldn't you admit that they are Pasul Ligamre? Okay, that is the second pshat. The third pshat is found in the Rashba. The Rashba also is the first. By the way, the Rush and the Rashba all have these pshatim, and many other Rishonim all have these pshatim. But the Rashba gives a third pshat. We might have to go to a new board, and then we'll summarize them. Third shot, which is found in the Rashba. In his third shot, he says the first same two pshatim. He says R1, 2, and 3. Says the Rashba. He says a different shot. He says that Likule Alma Acharzman Meruba Rabbi Yochanan Hichshir Rak Ad Asara Yamim. Here he makes a diuk. In Rabbi Yochanan, it says the language of Asara Yamim. Is Asara Yamim Davka or is it not Davka? When Rabbi Yochanan says it works for 10 days, is that Davka or not Davka? Says the Rashba. That's Davka. Rabbi Elazar says it only works one day. That's how long the Eidim Asira will remember what it said. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it works for 10 days. That's how long they'll remember what it says. But everyone agrees it won't work for a year, for 6 months, for 2 years. Everyone agrees it doesn't work for Yamim Rabim, maximum 10 days. But even Rabbi Yochanan admits it doesn't work for a year. How are the Eidim supposed to remember what it said after a year? I bring it in. It's forgeable. It's Yochla's Dayif. I bring in the Eidim Asira. Go testify this is what it originally said. How do they remember after a year what it originally said, even according to Rabbi Yochanan? Therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan admits it's not Roy Lamud Yom Rabin. And the question is straightforward. If even you admit it's not Roy Lamud Yom Rabin, then shouldn't it be possible to Gamre? And the answer is Eitza Tova. The Ritva, and the Ran is two days about this, right, gives a, this is the Ritva, and it's the second day in the Ran. Okay, most of the Rishonim quote many of these. He says a different shot. He says, the reason why it's not Yamdu Yom Rabim is not because the Eidim Asira will forget. There's a different reason why it's not Roy Lamud Yom Rabim. Says the Ritva, and one day in the Ran, says, hold on a second. Dover Yochel is Daif is not just a problem because you could erase it. Right? Let's review. Right? If you remember, when we were kids, there were two ways to write. Right? Not tablets and laptops. There was pen and pencil. What was the difference? Pencil is yachal is daif. If you have a good eraser, you could erase it and rewrite it, and no one will notice the difference. And pen is einu yachal is daif. Right? You can't erase it. I mean, you could use some very, very heavy-duty thing to erase it. You could white out. You could probably have some very heavy eraser that erases pen, but that will all be noticeable. Right? If you use white out, it's noticeable. If you use something that erases pen, you'll see the whole paper changes color. But there's another difference between pencil and pen. if you write something in pen and you go back to it 10 years later, it will not have faded. If you write something in pencil, if you go back to it 10 years later, it will have faded. In
are general, you sure about that, Rebbe? Rebbe, are you sure about that? In the pencil is also last graphite is can last hundreds and hundreds of years.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Pencil is graphite.
Okay. I have to check my notes. So scratch that. That's a bad example.
You may be right.
A bad example anyway. That's a bad example anyway. Let's take a better. Why? Because that's talking about different inks. Here they're talking about different surfaces. Says the Richmond, they run, yeah. They make an assumption. A surface that's Yochel is Daya.
That's it.
That is erasable.
Yeah.
Without anyone noticing, is a low-quality surface. In a low-quality surface, the writing will fade after a while. Okay, that's an assumption. Is it really true that in Diftara and in Niyar Machot, the writing fades quicker than in regular writing? I have no idea. I haven't tried. But that's what the Ritva and Ran say. Yeah. They say that this has nothing to do with the Edim Sira. Eino ra'oy lamod yamim rabim mipnei shehadyo nimchak me'elav. Right? So it has nothing to do with being forgeable per se. It's just coincidentally, okay, I don't care about the pencil. And maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong about the metzias, what they were talking about. But I'll assume they knew what they were talking about. They probably use these surfaces, and I don't. When you write on a surface that's yochel is dai, if it doesn't last so long, it's a low-quality surface doesn't last so long. I don't mean it doesn't last 10 days. I don't mean it doesn't last a year. But something like Yirmiya, right, lasts, Yirmiya's case is supposed to last 70 years, right, through all of Golos Bavel, right? It's not going to last 100 years. Regular surfaces will last 100 years. The generations. Writing on a Dar Shechel is Daif will not last 100 years. That's their assumption. And therefore, it's not Roy Lamad Yom Rab has nothing to do with the Eidos. It has to do with the ink. And therefore, the question of Yochanan is a good question. Shouldn't you also admit that it doesn't work by Shtaros because the ink's going to fade in 20 years? And therefore, since it's not Roy Lamad Yom Rab, it should be Pasul Lagamre. And he answers, Eitz Atoba Kamashwan. So we have four different ways, plus Rashi, of understanding the Shita of the Amora Rabbi, of understanding the Shita of the Amora Rabbi Elazar. So let's just review. He says two steps. A, it's not Roy Lamud Yamim Rabim. B, since it's not Roy Lamud Yamim Rabim, right? Let me just put it, I'm going to repeat this on the board again, the four Shitas. Here, the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Bishtaros, makes two steps. A, Bishtaros, Eino Ra'oi Lamod, Yamim Rabim. B, Kevan, Eino Ra'oi the Yamim Rabim. It is Pasul Lagamre Alpi Gzeiras HaKasav. So why? Why is the first step? And why is the second step? Second step is Gzeiras HaKasav. Why in the first step? Number one, Lishitase de Yishkehu e de Mesira ad Asura Yamim. Bays, Bays is Lekuli Alma Bishtaros Yishkehu ad Asura Yamim. Mishum Reboy Tnaim. Three, Lekuli Alma Yishkehu Lizman Meruba. And four is Hadyo. There's also the Kuliyama Nimchak Me'elav. How many of these steps does Rabbi Yochanan disagree with? How many of these steps does Rabbi Yochanan disagree with? He disagrees with the Gzeiras HaKasav. And according to one, he disagrees with the first step. Meaning, according to the first part, he doesn't even think there can be Gzeiras HaKasav, because there's not even a case where the Gzeiras HaKasav would apply. And according to these pshat, no, he agrees there's a case where it's not rightly Lama Yom Rabin. He just disagrees with the Gzeiras HaKasav. Now, that's just to get Pashup pshat in the Gemara. Before we get to the question of Adapaskin and one other question, I just want to ask a question, which is, what's the nature of the difference here between shtarot and gittin? What is the nature of the difference between shtarot and gittin? Agav, maybe we should just put in what's the nature of the difference between shtaros and gittin? So let us ask that question. What is the difference between shtaros and gittin? So let's put it here. Here, shtaros, and here is gittin, right? Lefi Rabbi Elazar, who makes a distinction between them. According to pshat number one, Rabbi Elazar l'shitasei, they're both pasul in 10 days. What's the difference? The difference is they're both pasul in 10 days. They're both worthless in 10 days. But in shtaros, there is a gzeiras hakasav, and therefore they're pasul immediately. In gittin, there is no gzeiras hakasav. Okay, how about according to the second shot? According to the second shot, comes out, take this board back. Okay, what do we see from here then? We see from here, I think, according to all the pshatim, except for Rashi, according to all the pshatim, is a gzeiras hakasav by shtaros, l'man yamdu yam rabim. That gzeiras hakasav applies to shtaros, but does not apply to gittin, right? So if you take any of these four approaches, actually, if you say that it is like Tosfos and the other Rishonim, that it's mitam gzeiras hakasav, then there is a gzeiras hakasav for shtaros, but not gittin. There's a gzeiras hakasav for shtaros, not gittin. Meaning there is a fundamental midaraisa. Let's call what we learn from Yirmiyahu midaraisa, right? The assumption is when we darshan things from Navi, that's the araisa. It's just like the Gemara says in Zvachan Daf Lamed Beis, that the Navi happened to write it down, but he was just writing down his besorah that he had from the din daraisa. So there's a gzeiras hakasav for shtaros, not gittin. Meaning there's a fundamental distinction here between shtaros and gittin. Remember, according to the Amor Rebbe Elazar, gittin are also not good in 10 days. Right? Whatever shot you have, gittin are not good in 10 days. Or gittin are not good for in a long time. Or gittin, the ink will fade. According to Rebbe Elazar, we're in the Tana Amor Rebbe Elazar. The Amor Rebbe Elazar says that a get, it doesn't prove anything after 10 days. A get is for sure not Roy Liam and Robin. Nonetheless, it is valid. What's the distinction? Shtar She'eino ra'oi liyamim rabim is pasul gamrei. But a get she'ainu roi liyamim rabim, because remember, according to the Amora Rabbi Elazar, every get al davar yachol is daif is not roi liyamim rabim, because it's not good 10 days now, it's kosher la'alter. Okay, can you claim that there's no fundamental distinction? Only maybe according to Rashi you can claim there's no fundamental distinction. Why? Because if Rashi means the gzeira, then a gzeira might not be a fundamental distinction. The gzeira is not saying that whatever is no good for a long time is fundamentally invalid. The gzeira is just saying that things that you'll probably bring a long time from now, we make a gzeira. Things that you'll probably bring a short time from now, we do not make a gzeira. So according to Rashi, if Rashi says that it is a gzeira, you could say that there is no fundamental distinction. What could you say? There's no fundamental distinction. You would just say that since a get regilin lehotzio la'alter, they didn't make a gzeira. But since in a shtar, gilin lehotzio achar zman, they made a gzeira. So if Rashi kipshuto means a gzeira lest some idiot mistakenly rely on the edei chasima. Okay, in Gittin, where everyone usually brings it right away, and she would probably bring it right away, and she wouldn't want to take her chances and wait till later. Therefore, we don't need to make a gzeira. The odds are very slim that she'll bring the get to Beis Din in 5 years. However, a shtar, where everyone always brings the Beis Din in 5 years, there we make a gzeira that it might lead to a mistake. So according to Rashi, there's not necessarily a fundamental distinction between Gittin and Shtaros, but according to Tosos, there is a very fundamental distinction between Gittin and Shtaros. What does this very fundamental distinction in Gittin and Shtaros mean? In order to understand what that fundamental distinction means, we have to continue in Tosos and ask one other question. What's the other question we have to ask? The other question we have to ask is Tosos' question, Kedushin Afchaf Lavam and Aleph. This is parallel to something we discussed a few months ago. We discussed a parallel question from the parallel Bryce and Kedushin Af Tes. But here is a question Afchaf Lav. What comes out of our sugya? What comes out of our sugya is that according to the Amor Rabbi Elazar, Doros al Doros Yechel is Daif is Pasol Legamri Legamri Legamri. However, it's a mafurish brisa on Kedushin Af Chaf Vav Amin Aleph that how do you sell your field? Pasav Lo Al Hanir O Al Acheres. You can write on a Kli Cheres Sodai Mechurlach, but everyone knows that a Kli Cheres is Doros Yechel is Daif. So we see a Shtar Kinyan of Sodeh works on a Dover Sheyachol Lehiz Daif. That is Tosos's. That is Tosus's kasha. So what's the kasha? What's the stira? The stira is, now it's only stira to the Amora Rabbi Elazar, but the kasha Rabbi Elazar from a brisa. Amora can't argue on a brisa. Here we have the Amora Rabbi Elazar in Gittin Chaf Bet Amud Bet, and here we have the brita in Kiddushin. What does it say in both of these makoros? Here we see that. And what's the stira is Shitas Hatana Rabbi Elazar regarding Dover Sheyachol Lehizdaif. Here he says that it is pasul legamre nishtaros. And here he says it is kosher be kinyan karka, right? I can write in davar cheres. So that is the stira. How do we answer the stira? So there are four ways that we've shown him to answer the stira. Tosos. The first, the Deya is the day of Tosos and many other Rishonim. We saw that in the Ran also, and many other Rishonim. We'll just call it Tosos. One is Tosos the Ode. They say no. You have to understand what Shtaris and Gittin mean. Shtaris and Gittin doesn't mean Davka Shtaris and Gittin. Shtaris and Gittin means, remember, we mentioned about every other Monday and Thursday all year long, there's two types of things called Shtar. And we had a Chakira, the relationship between them was Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya. A Shtar can accomplish a Chalos, like a Get makes her divorce, whether or not she can prove it. And a Shtar of Kinyan Karka makes the Karka transfer from my Bailus to your Bailus, whether or not you can prove it. And a Shtar can prove something later, Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya. So he says, Rabbi Lazar here is talking about it's only Pasol Ishtare Raya. When he says Pasol Ishtaros, he means Shtar Raya. A Raya that won't be a Raya for a long time is not a Raya at all. When there's a Xeris, a custom of a Raya called Shtaros, an Eidos Bishtar, that a Shtar counts as Eidos, even though it doesn't meet all the normal rules of Eidos, that's only if the Shtar could be made for a long time. If the Shtar is a lasting Eidos, it's an Eidos. If the Shtar is not a lasting Eidos, it's not within the Xeris, because it's Pato Legambre, but it's Kosher in Shtare Kinyan. And Batos basically says, and when Merlos is Gittin here, he doesn't mean Davka Gittin as in, you know, bills of divorce. He means Shtar Kinyan. It is kosher to create, to effectuate the Kinyan. It is not kosher to prove something later. And that's his proof. He wasn't distinguishing between Evan Ezra and Choshen Mishpat, saying it works for divorce, but not for money. No, what he was saying is it works to effectuate a Kinyan. You don't need Laman Yam Dugam Rabim to make the Kinyan Chal. Not for a woman and not for a sadeh. You do need the man yam 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 rabin for it to be a proof in court. Okay, that's Tosfos' first answer. The second answer is the Yesh Mefarshim in Tosfos, who Tosfos doesn't like, and I couldn't find any other Rishon who actually hold this way. Tosfos says not true. I know who the Yesh Mefarshim are, but there's someone. They
It's the
core.
Rabbi Elazar the Amora here. Rabbi Elazar the Amora here is not saying a pshat within the Tana, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar the Amora here is not saying a pshat within the Tana, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar the Amora here is pasking against the Tana, Rabbi Elazar. And what do we mean here? This is Shitas. Hatana. Rabbi Elazar Atzmo. This is the Shita, the real Tana Rabbi Elazar. Bain Begitin, Bain Bishtaros. Just 1 second. Hatana Rabbi Elazar Atzmo. Who is Machshir Bain Begitin? Bain Bishtaros. And this is Shitas Ha'amora Rabbi Elazar Shepasak Rabbi Elazar Rak Bimiktas. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar is not saying this is my pshat in the Tana Rabbi Elazar. He's saying, my personal Shita, when he says La'amar Rabbi Elazar, he doesn't mean I'm saying what Rabbi Elazar said. He's saying, I don't agree with Rabbi Elazar. You see, it's a dachok reinterpretation. What he's saying is that the Tana Rabbi Elazar was master of Bimigitin Bimishtaros and didn't care about Laman Yam Yam Rabim. But I personally only agree with Rabbi Elazar halfway because I darshan Laman Yam 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 Rabim. Okay, then there are two different opinions. Our Gemara is not Rabbi Meir or not Rabbi Elazar. It's the Amora Rabbi Elazar who has a compromise Shita. And that Gemara in Kedushin is the Tana Rabbi Elazar. The third answer is found. The truth is that I know who this Yesh Mefarshim might be. The Ramban quotes it as Rabbeinu Tam. So we can put a name to this. It's the Ramban quotes it. A lot of Rishonim just quoted as, oh, there's one day in Tosus. The Ramban quotes it as Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. The third answer here is... the third and fourth answers are basically the same. The third answer is one day, it's like one opinion in the Ramban. The Ramban gives many answers, although the Ramban seems to He quotes his Yesh Mefarshim. Okay. He says, the Ramban, Mishen Yesh Mefarshim, he says that here, that Rabbi Elazar is talking about Pasol, V'davar Sheyachol Lehizdayef, and in Kiddushim, when we said it was Usher, that was B'davar She'eino Yachol Lehizdayef. How can Cheres be in Yachol Lehizdayef? All over Shasta says Cheres Yachol Lehizdayef. So,
it's an etching.
Exactly. So, says, they make an Okimta. The Okimta is that it's not written on the Cheres. It is engraved on the Cheres. Obviously, when something's engraved in the Cheres, now you can't erase it anymore. When I write with ink on the Cheres, I can erase it and no one knows the difference. But when I engrave into the Cheres, if I erase it, I break the whole Cheres. Okay. The Tosfos in Baba Basra, in their second answer, says the exact same thing. They just give a different Okimta. There's one other Okimta for how you can write on Cheres and have it be in Yochel Hizdayif. What's the other Okimta? The other Okimta is that it's without Edi Mesira and without Edi Chasima. No Edi Mesira, no Edi Chasima. So how is it a star at all? B'ksav Yodo. It's B'ksav Yodo. He wrote it with handwriting. The rule is, we saw this study earlier on Daf Beis Amid Beis, I believe. Daf Gimel Amid Beis, I mean. Daf Gimel Amid Beis, briefly. Yes. That if you write B'ksav Yodo in your handwriting, that counts as Hodas Baldik Me'edin Dami. That counts as a star. So, Bein L'Rabbi Elazar, Bein L'Rabbi Meir, L'Chora. So, if the guy writes in his own, let's say I write in my own handwriting with no Edim Chasim at all. No Edim at all. I just write in my handwriting, I owe Isaac 1,000 shekel. That's valid. Why? Because it's my handwriting. So, it must be true. But if I write in my handwriting, that's not forgeable. It's not Yoch Hizdayif. Why? Because if someone erased it and writes something else, it won't be in my handwriting. Yoch Hizdayif is only a problem for Edim. Because then the Edim are there, whether they're written, whether they're signed, or whether they're Edim Asir or Edim Chasima, and then I could change the text. But if it's only valid because of my handwriting, if I change the text, you'll see it's not my handwriting. If I erase the whole thing and write it, it won't be anything, because there's no Edim, it's not my handwriting. So Tosos just suggests a different Okimta. Ksav Yodo. Bili. Edim Klal. No Edim Mesira, no Edim Chasima, no Edim at all, just Ksav Yado, then that's not forgeable, because if someone tries to erase my handwriting and rewrite it, it won't be my handwriting anymore, and everyone will be able to tell that it's invalid. Okay, so these are the four answers to the Kasha from the Gemara and Daf Chaf Vav. What comes out of these answers? Let's just go to bottom line. sorry. Bottom line, what do we learn from bottom line, what do we learn from our sugya? What we learn from our sugya is the relationship between Gittin and Shtaros, right? There are three possible pshatim about the relationship between Gittin and Shtaros. Let us then review for a second. Might be a little complicated because I have a lot of different numbers, but what is the relationship between Gittin and Shtaros. So, according to maybe Rashi, let's take that a step earlier. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he denies the Gzeirat Sekatzev, right? Remember, Rabbi Yochanan denies the Gzeirat Sekatzev. So Rabbi Yochanan says that there is no difference between Gittin and Shtaros. Right? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have the Gzeirat Sekatzev, only Rabbi Elazar does. How about according to the Amora Rabbi Elazar. So according to maybe Rashi, if Rashi means Xera, Rashi would say there's no fundamental difference. Yeah, the difference is just in one case they thought it was more likely to be a problem, so they made Xera. In one case they thought it was less likely to be a problem, they didn't make Xera. But according to all the other Rishonim, nope, there's a fundamental difference. LP. There is a cost of just what is that fundamental difference? What is that fundamental difference, Alpi Xeris Akosov, between what and what? So, according to Posvos, in his first opinion, the difference is between Shtar Kinyan and Shtaraya, and according to Tosfos and other Rishonim, right? Tosfos and the other Rishonim in the second Daya, right? This is what we called one, and this is what we called two, three, four earlier. Then between get and whether it's a Shtaraya, get and mamon, whether Shtaraya or Shtar Kinyan. Okay, this is the basic lumdus you saw that comes out of our sugya. We spent a long time. We spent an hour just getting the shitas and the shaklavatari of our sugya down. The lumdus you saw that comes out of our sugya is, what's the relationship between Gittin and Shtaros? Rabbi Yochanan refuses to differentiate between Gittin and Shtaros. He says, don't give me Zeres HaKasal L'man Yamdu Yamar Ravim. That's an Eitzah Tova about putting it in a jug. Shuta Shal Mikra. It has nothing to do with any lumdus. Maybe Rashi says that no one makes a fundamental distinction. Just you made a gzera by shtaros and not getting, not anything lumdish. Just by shtaros, you thought it would be very likely to be a problem. Many years later, they get confused. By getting, it's not likely to be a problem, so they didn't make a gzera. But, and if that's what Rashi means, he's a little bacha, because the Gemara sounds like gzera sukkosav. And therefore, everyone else says gzera sukkosav. Everyone jumps down Rashi's throat to gzera sukkosav. There's a fundamental distinction. Either a fundamental distinction between Shtari Kinyan and Shtari Raya, or a fundamental distinction between Get versus other Shtari Kinyan and Shtari Raya. Okay, what does this mean? Here I'm going to have to hyperlink you, say this has to do with issues that we discussed at the beginning of the year, which is, what's the nature of Kinyan Shtar? Remember, one of our big hakiras was, what is the nature of Kinyan Shtar? Or let me say it a little differently. Hopefully these words will ring familiar to you. What is the relationship between Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya? Bein Lefi the Tana Rav Meir, Bein Lefi the Tana Rav Yelazar. Obviously our sugya is only Lefi the Tana Rav Yelazar. We have no idea what the Tana Rav Meir would fit into this. So let's just point out that this is all Lefi HaTana Rabbi Elazar. Okay, the Tana Reb Meir, oops, one second, may or may not have a different way of looking at things. We can't know, but we pass like the Tana Reb Elazar, so that's okay. According to the Tana Reb Elazar, what is the nature, what is the relationship between Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Rai? Let's remember the Hakira we said earlier. Is a Shtar Kinyan Kone? Is Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya basically the same thing? A Shtar Kinyan is Kone because it constitutes a proof, and it's the making of a proof that effectuates the Kinyan. When I make a proof for something, that makes it true, right? Interesting epistemology. But when I prove something is true, that makes it true. certainly Dine Mamanus, you don't need any epistemological chidushin to accept that. Or no, a Shtar Kinyan has nothing to do with Shtar Raya. Shtar Raya is about proving things. Shtar Kinyan is just about showing that I'm serious by writing you a serious message that I want to do something to you. I want to engage in a transaction with you. So I think that very much ties in to our, sugya. If you're going to say, what is some of the deep lumdus? Of our sugya. Again, you could say this is not about deep lumdus, just about whether something needs to last a long time or a short time. But in the simple shot, you would say that if you say that there's a difference between Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya, what we're saying is that Shtar Kinyan works because of a, let's call it, communication. The key of the Yesod of Shtar Kinyan is just that when I communicate clearly to you, then I show I really want to do it. Not proof. That's what I'm saying. Shtar Raya that doesn't prove something forever, doesn't prove something even in one day. A Shtar Raya that's not going to prove something in 20 years is invalid legamre. It's not considered a valid proof. It's not going to prove something in 20 years. Whatever doesn't prove something in 20 years is not a proof even in 20 seconds. But it's still good for a Kinyan. What does that show? That shows that Shtar Kinyan is not Konix who creates a proof. It's not a proof. Anything that doesn't work for a long time is not a proof. Shtar Kinyan works just because when I communicate in writing, that shows I'm serious, and therefore I want to give you something. Right? If you take, however, the approach that there is no fundamental difference between Gittin and Shtaros, there is no rule. Well, okay, if you take the approach that there is no rule of man yam du yam rabin, there is no xeris akasov, you know, worst comes to worst, maybe there's a xera, then you rescue the idea that maybe Shtar Kinyan works because of the raya. The Raya Shabo. Maybe Shtar Kinyan works because it has a Raya. Maybe Shtar Kinyan works with a Raya. There is no Xeris Akasav. What's Xeris Akasav? A Raya that's good for a short time is good. A Raya doesn't have to be good forever. A Raya that's not a Raya for Yomim Rabin is still a Raya for Yomim Mu'atim. Everything's a Raya for a certain amount of time. So a Shtar Kinyan might work as a Raya. And even a Shadat Yochel is Daif, etc. is perfectly good Raya. Because a Raya doesn't have to be a Raya forever. What if you take the second of the opinion of the other Rishonim that doesn't make this Chiddush of Tosos, what we call 2, 3, 4, then what you're saying is there's a fundamental difference between Shtar and Shtar Kinyan of Mamon. What you're saying is that, in which case, you're saying that Shtar Kinyan of Karka works because of proof. Shtar Kinyan Karka works because of proof. A Shtar Kinyan Karka is only valid if it'll last for Yamim Rabim as a proof. If it won't be a proof for a long time, it's not Kona the Karka. But a get because of communication not proof, right? What we're saying is that there's a fundamental difference, not between Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya, between Get and Shtar Kinyan and Mamonos. Shtar Kinyan and Mamonos has Xeris Akasov. Right? Shtar Kinyan and Mamonos has Xeris Akasov. The Xeris Akasov is it's not going to be a proof for a long time, it's not Kona. Mominos, the Kenyan only works on creating a proof. Mominos is all about a proof. When I create a proof that it's your field, it's your field. However, Gittin does not work because of a proof. That's Vechasim La Sefer Krisos Vishulchami Beso. That's not about Laman Yamdu Yamim Rabin. That's not about Vahayid Edom Man Yamdu Yam Rabin. That's about communication. I have to, if I want to be divorced from my wife, if I want to divorce my wife, I have to communicate clearly to her that she's divorced in a very serious fashion. Oh, what makes it serious? Not just I say, get out of here, I don't like you anymore. No, that's not serious. Low-class people say that all the time, and they don't mean it. Rather, I write it in a formal document. When I write in a formal document, then I show I'm really serious, and then she's divorced. But she's not divorced because now she has a proof of divorce. There is no Tanai Laman Yom Yomim Rabim when it comes to Gittin. She's divorced because I've communicated with her in writing, and that shows that I am serious about it. Okay, so we had this chakir in the beginning of the year. We tied into a realism of Meir. Now, and we said within Rabbi Meir, Yesh Ladon, within Rabbi Elazar, Yesh Ladon, but I think that chakir really comes across strongly here, because here, that's what our sugya is all about. Laman Yamdu Yomim Rabin. Is there a special Gzeres HaKasov? Is there a special Gzeres HaKasov that a shtar is only valid if it's a long-term proof? And if so, when does that Gzeres HaKasov apply? Tosfos's first opinion is that a shtar raya is only a raya if it's a long-term proof. A proof is only a proof, it's a proof for a long time. But a shtar kinyan works even if it's not a long-term proof. That shows that the yesod of kinyan shtar is not because I created a proof. Tosfos's second day and the other Rishonim second day is that shtar kinyan of karka only works if it's a long-term proof. Get works even if it's not a long-term proof. Why? Because get is divorces just because of a clear communication between the husband and wife about the breakdown of the relationship. But Shtar Kinyan of Karka is only a valid Kinyan because it proves something. And if it doesn't prove anything, it's not even a Kinyan in the first place. And the third possibility is, and Rabbi Yochanan, or Rashi, if he means the Gzera, not a Gzera's Kasser, just has no din here whatsoever. If you have no din here whatsoever, then you can say whatever you want. There is no din of Yam Yam Rabim according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's Eitz HaTovah. Even according to Rashi, not just an asmachta for gzeira, if Rashi means the gzeira. There is no din of the man yam yam rabin. If there's no din, then our Gemara is not saying anything. It's not making any distinction. You could say whatever you want, which is why I put the word maybe. Maybe on the board. What I mean is that if there's no din going on in our sugya, then you could say whatever you want about kinyan shtar, because our sugya is absolutely neutral. You could say Kenyan Shtar is because it constitutes a proof, and everything's a good proof if it doesn't work for the long term. Or you could say Kenyan Shtar is for whatever reason you want. So this sugya, I think the main lumdish thing is now this sugya is a very fundamental distinction in terms of the nature of Kenyan Shtar and the relationship between Kenyan Shtar and Raya Sashtar, between Shtar Kenyan and Shtar Raya. Okay, any questions? If not, I'll just point out that when it comes to how we paskin, now how we paskin might have lumdish import. It's a big machlokas how we paskin. Let me just point out, we saw in some of the Rishonim, how do we paskin in this machlokas? The first machlokas, we have vada paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Nothing to talk about, right? But in this second machlokas here, so do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? Who paskins like Rabbi Yochanan in this sugya? I'll just mention a few people. They mostly quote the Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel. Let's just make the main people the Rabbeinu Hananel. Paskins like the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam. Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. One second, did I get that right? What did the Rambam say in Hilchos Malva Vilova? One second. No, the Rambam does not pass the Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Elazar here. Sorry. The Rabbeinu Hananel paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, we'll leave it at Rabbeinu Hananel for now. Who paskins like Rabbi Elazar that it's possible in Shtaros? Who paskins like Rabbi Elazar? Lots of other Rishonim, such as the Rif. The Rif says, as we said elsewhere, and the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rambam. What is the reason? The reason for Rabbeinu Hananel is that's the klal. Klali hapsak. Right? We always pass like a Rebbe against the Talmud. We always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against. We had the Rach who paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. And that is the Klali hapsak. We always pass like the Rebbe against the Talmud, including Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Elazar, and we had the Rif and the Rambam who paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Why? So the reason is the Rif said, because as we saw earlier, mostly because the Gemara in Daf Yalef and Aleph, the Gemara there had a case of Shtar Parsa, Goyish Shtar, where you were Moser in front of Jewish Edom Asira. Right? The Masra Neli Ba'abesade Yisrael, meaning they're Edom Asira. This is our case of Edom Asira, right? And we know we paskin like Rabbi Elazar, so it's Edom Asira according to Rabbi Elazar. And the Gemara asks, Vabe'inan Ksav Sheni Yochel Is Daif Beleka. It should be Pasol, because you need Ksav Sheni Yochel Is Daif, meaning Ksav Sheni Yochel Is Daif is Pasol with Edom Asira. And it's talking about Shtaros, not talking about a Get. It's talking about Shtar Parsa. So it's a Mefurish Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. Is that a ksav sheyachol lehizdayef is pasul afilu the Eide Mesira? That sounds like exactly the Sheikh Tiberi Lazar, right? Then Shar Shtaros, a Shtar.
We don't see the board.
Rebbe, you're writing on a wrong screen. We don't see anything on the screen.
Now you see it.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the Gemara Daf Yalef says explicitly it's a case of a Goyish Shtar with a Jewish Edom Asira. So it's basically pure Edom Asira. And the Gemara says it's kosher. They ask, but it's pasul because it's Yochel Is Daif. The answer is no. These Goyim happen to use afitza and proper materials that are in Yochel Is Daif. That's a Mefurish Gemara that Bishtaros, Yachol is Daif is possible to Edom Asira, which is exactly Rebbe Elazar. How do you defend Rebbeinu Hananel? So the Rush and the Rashba and others point out, how do you defend Rebbeinu Hananel? You say it's a machlokis what that Gemara means, right? So how do you defend Rebbeinu Hananel? Rebbeinu Hananel would say, no, that Gemara doesn't mean pasul legamre. No, of course not pasul legamre. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan that it's kosher being begitten being b'shtaros. Just that it's lo mahani achar zman. Just that it doesn't work later. They didn't mean that it's pasul legamre. They just meant it's pasul l'achar zman. Right? That's what they meant. How can you use it a year later? A year later, it's pasul. Oh, how can you say it's pasul achar zman? That gets back to the first machlokas achar sar yamin between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar when everyone passed like Rabbi Yochanan. So why is it pasul? Why the fear of Yochanan? But why is it pasul la'achar zman lefi Rabbi Yochanan? Okay, that gets back to our earlier board, right? Remember, according to the Pshatim, we label 2 and 3, not the most recent 2 and 3. I should have used letters instead of the numbers. But there was a day that even Rabbi Yochanan admits that by Shtoros, which have a lot of conditions, you can't rely on them, Achar Asar Yamim. And the Rashba had a different opinion that if it's more than Asar Yamim, it's a year, then everyone agrees you can't rely on them. So then you have to say that, and that's exactly what the Rosh says, only works for Pshatim 2 and 3 earlier. Sorry, here I apologize for the confusion. Not the most recent 2 and 3, the 2 and 3 before that, if anyone has a record of the boards. Meaning, if you say even Rabbi Yochanan admits that by shtoros, which have a lot of conditions, they can't prove anything in 10 days, or that even Rabbi Yochanan admits that nothing, that Eid Masira can't prove anything in a year, then Rabbi Nachman works. And that's how the Rush says, depending on these two deos in Tosos, if you say the day in Tosos that Rabbi Yochanan always thinks it's good after Zman, then you have to pass like Rabbi Elazar. If you say like the day in Tosos that Rabbi Yochanan admits that shtoros are possible after Zman, then you could say, like, you work at the Cheshbon and you could pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Let us at least get a head start on what we're going to look at. The next sugya, the Mishnah and the Afchav Beis and Beis and the Gemara and Afchav Gimel and Aleph, is chock full of very, very crucial lumdas. So we're going to have to spend a couple of shiurim on this. You know, we could start by just trying to get Pashup Shot in the Gemara. But let's at least start by looking at Pashup Shot in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, HaKol Ksher and Lichtov Zaget Afilu Chereshot V'Katan. Anyone is allowed to do Ksiva Zaget, even a Chereshot V'Katan. A woman can write her own get, even though we think the husband should write it for her, and a man can write a receipt for the ksuba, even though we think the woman should give him a receipt, meaning the other party can give write it and give it to the other guy who gives it back to them. We discussed that at length a daf ago. Because even if the wrong person writes it, that doesn't matter. What's important is who signs it and witnesses it. Anyone's allowed to write it. Fine. The Gemara asks about how can a chereshot v'katan write a get? After all, they don't have das. What's the problem with not having das? It's clear from the continuation of the sugya. The problem is that it's not lishma. A get has to be written lishma. Because of all the lishma, we've seen a gazillion times. And if you don't have das, then you can't write it lishma. So how can the chereshot v'katan write a get? And there are three basic answers. Answer number one is Rav Huna. Gadol Omed Al Gabav. Okay, we'll have to discuss the lumdus of Gadol Omed Al Gabav. We're not really going to properly explain it now, but the simple shot is Amar Rav Huna Vahusha Gadol Omed Al Gabav. That the Gadol Omed Al Gabav means a Chirshot Bekadanem No Das. They can't do things with Shema. That's true without without help. But if a Gadol stands on top of them and explains to them what to do and helps them to have Kavanah, they can do something lishma with help. They can't accomplish lishma on their own, but if you help them, they can accomplish lishma. That's the shita of Rav Huna. That's the first answer. Amli Rav Nachman Elameata Obiko Chavim Yisrael Omel Gabav Hachi Nami Bekasher. Says Rav Nachman, if so, then a guy should also be able to do it lishma. If a guy stam doesn't know how to do lishma, he's a guy, he doesn't understand these things. But if a Jew directs him, he should be able to write it lishma. Chitei machinami. If you'll say in a chinami, a guy can write the get if a Jew supervises and tells him what to do. Vatanya overcome puzzle. The Brisa says that an overcome can't write a get. So why not? If Gadol Al Gabav is an effective strategy, why can't it work for a guy? The answer is overcome the daite de nafshe of no, a guy is doing things on his own and not based on what you say. You can direct the chereshot v'katan and they can do things based on how you direct them. But a guy acts on his own. What's pshat in a guy acting on his own? Let's, for now, take Rashi's simple pshat. A guy is an adult. An adult has his own way of doing things. He doesn't listen to anyone else. And therefore, he's writing shelo lishma. But a chereshot v'katan don't really have das. They're not really having das becomes an advantage. Since they don't have their own das, they will subserviate their das to your das, and therefore they will allow themselves to be guided. So a guy acts on his own, and you can't guide him because he's an adult, and he doesn't really, an adult thinks too much to be guided by others, but a chereshot v'katan can be guided. Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Hada amr Rav Nachman milsa hida amri. Then Rav Nachman says what I said was wrong. Since we passel a guy for being a shliach leholacha, for carrying the get, being a shliach to deliver the get, that is the next Mishnah, says, since a guy is, it only says a guy is possible to carry the get. That implies that a guy is kosher to write the get. So he thinks a guy is allowed to write the get. Tanya overcome possible, but a brisa we just said says a guy is possible to write the get. Hi, Rabbi Elazar, who damer edim esira karsiv in exiva lishma, but vade overcome a daitid and afshikavid. Rav Nachman really admits that, according to Elazar, who requires Chivu Lishma, let's remember, a very fundamental machlokas from the beginning of the year, it says, V'kasav la. V'kasav la means V'kasav Lishma. What does the word V'kasav mean? Rabbi Elazar says V'kasav means Ksiva. Rabbi Meir says V'kasav means Chasima. Rabbi Elazar says it has to be written Lishma. Rabbi Meir says it has to be signed Lishma. Obviously, Rabbi Elazar can't say it has to be signed Lishma. It doesn't have to be signed at all. That's only Chicken Ola. And then we had a third time of Rabbi Yehuda, who's not important right now, who said it means both. But Rabbi, when our Mishnah that holds a Goy can write it is Rabbi Meir, that the writing doesn't have to be Lishma. And the price that says a Goy is Puzzle is Rabbi Lazar says the writing has to be Lishma, and a Goy writes on his own, and you can't direct him. Okay, what is Rav Nachman therefore implying? Rav Nachman is implying another answer to the question of Lav Neidei and Ninhu, which is Masnisin Rav Meir he. Our mission is Rav Meir. That's what you said. The Bryce of Reluz mission Rav Meir. Dilo Ba'i. Siva. Lishma. Okay. The mission is Rav Meir. Rav Meir doesn't require Siva Lishma. And that's why Hirishot Bekatan and Degoy is okay. That's easy. Okay. Good answer. The mission is Rav Meir. Doesn't require Siva Lishma. Okay. We'll see. That's more explicit than some of the other Amorim. What did the Gemara think about Rav Meir until now? Tosfos, we'll see, has three deos. Either until now, they also knew Rav Meir doesn't require Ksiva Lishma. They just didn't know the Mishnah was according to him. Or until now, they thought he required Ksiva Lishma Yarbana and Zegzera. Or until now, they thought he required Ksiva Lishma Yaraisa. In any case, let's continue. Amar of Nachman, Omer Rav Meir, and Rav Nachman said to Rav Meir, says, Afilu Mitzoba Ashmo, Chatmo, Benatan Lo Kasher. Even if a guy finds a get in the garbage, and it was obviously not written for him and not written for his wife, it was written Shul Lishma. If he has Edom signed it, Lishma, and gives it to her, it's kosher, because Rav Meir does not require Ksiva Lishma at all. Eitve, Rabbi Lev Nachman, because of Lishma. Rabbi, it's from Nachman. How can you say Rav Meir doesn't require Ksiva Lishma? It says because of Lishma. My love, Ksiva Zaget, doesn't that mean the Ksiva literally? Lo Chatim at Edom means the signing has to be Lishma. Eitve, Rabbi, another kasha, Kol Get Shenech Lishol Mishol Isha Pasol. Any get that was not written for this Lishma, for the sake of this woman, is Pasol. So that shows you Ksiva Lishma. Ema Shenech Tam Shol Shem Isha Pasol. No, it really means any get that wasn't signed Lishma is Pasol. Eitvek Shu Kosol Ki Lukosol Lishma. Brings him a Kashmar Brysa. When you write it partially, it's as if you write it all Lishma. My life Shu Kosol Latorif Lishma Ki Lukosol Latorif Lishma. What does it mean when you write it partially Lishma? It counts as writing Lishma. Doesn't mean when you write the Torif Lishma that counts as if it's as good as writing the Tofus Lishma, because only the Torif is necessary, because that's the ikar of the get. The Tofus is not necessary. But that shows in Yksiva Lishma. Lok Shu Chosmo Lishma, Ki Lukos Lishma. Know what it means when the Edom write their signatures Lishma. That counts as Ksiva Lishma. Be Bais Ema, or you can answer Hani, Masnisa Mani, Rebbe Elazar, Hu Adam Rebbe Yakarsi. Or you could say all these Brysas and Mishnayas were Rebbe Elazar, who requires Ksiva Lishma. But we're talking now about Rebbe Meir, who doesn't require Ksiva Lishma. Okay. Bottom line, Rav Meir doesn't require Ksiva Lishma, as we saw in the first parak as well. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, V'hu Shashir Makom Toref. He gives a new answer. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shir Makom Toref. Let's review. The Toref is the important part of the get. That has the names, all the things that are important. The Tofes is just the standard legalese fine print that's not really important. That's just like, yeah, Lamahadrin, just nice thing, but not really crucial. Therefore, what does he say when Armish says, Hirasholt Vekatan can write a get? That only means they can write the Tofes, because the Tofes is not really important. But as long as they don't write the Toref, that's good enough, because then they really haven't written anything of real significance. Okay, and likewise, Rav Chaga Mishmei De'ula says that the Chirish has been done in a kosher because they're only writing the Tofes. Rabbi Elazar, he Rav Zrika, Rav Yochanan Eina Torah. Rav Zrika says, name Rav Yochanan says, no, there's no Torah that you need to write at Lishma. My Eina Torah. What does it mean? It's not from the Torah. Amr, Rabbi Kanu Diachos in Koach Lishma means there's no need for writing Lishma. He means only in Koach Lishma in the Ksiva. Rabbi Meir, Damredi Chasima Karti. And it's Rabbi Meir, so that this, who is it? Rabbi Zrika. Amr, Rabbi Yochanan is going like Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Zrika, Amr, Rabbi Yochanan. says our Mishnah is Rav Meir, and that's why we don't worry about Lishma. Amar Rav Chanan, Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar. But didn't Rav Chanan say in Rav Yochanan that the Mishnah is Rav Elazar? Amarain in Rav Yochanan. Okay, it's different. Amar Rav according to Rav Yochanan, this Rav Zrika. In the end, basically, we come out with three ways to answer the question of Lavnei Dayanin. How come a Chayr Shulton can write the get if it's not Lishma? One answer is it is Lishma, because a Gadol can direct them to have Lishma. Second answer is, you're right, it's not Lishma. Maybe it's not Lishma, but who cares? Our mission is Rav Meir, and Rav Meir doesn't require Ksiva Lishma. Third answer is that you're right, it's not Lishma, but they only write the Tofes, and the Tofes is not really important. The Tofes is just extra. It's not Ma'akev. It's not, doesn't have a lot of significance, and the Toref is written by a Gadol Lishma. Okay, the big technical machlokes between the Rishonim here is, what do I want to discuss in this sugya? What's our game plan in the sugya? First, just technically go through the pshatim as to how we paskin about. Basically, what we have here is we can ignore this. That's according to Rav Meir. We don't paskin like Rav Meir, so we don't really care so much. We care about the halacha according to Rav Elazar. It requires ksiva lishma. We pass like Rav Elazar. You need ksiva lishma. So if you require ksiva lishma, then how is a chayr shulton b'katan kosher? Rav Huna says he's kosher if a gadol's omen al gabav. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says he's kosher if he only writes the tofes and doesn't write the toref. So what we want to ask ourselves is first the technical question, which is, which will become lamdish as well. But first the technical question, which is, well, what's the nature of the relationship between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? Does Rav Huna also admit that it's okay if there's no gadol omen al gabav, but he only writes the tofes? Does Rabbi Yehuda also admit it's okay if he writes the whole thing of a gadol zomen al gabav, etc.? What's the relationship between these two solutions? What is the according to each of these shitas? And how do we paskin? Right, how do we paskin? I mean, there are four possible psukim. It's kosher of gadol zomen al gabav. It's kosher if he only writes the tofes and leaves out the toref. It's kosher if gadol zomen al gabav and he only writes the tofes and leaves out the toref. Or it's kosher if gadol zomen al gabav or he only writes the tofes and leaves out the toref. And how does this tie into every other sugya in Gittin as to whether we're makel on the tofes or whether we make a gzeir and equate the tofes to a toref? Remember, we had a daf kafal from Beis with mechuber. In kos mechuber, even the tofes, we do make a gzeir, but b'dieved, it's okay. Okay, that's the first technical issue we'll deal with. The second issue we're going to deal with is more fundamental. What is this gadol omen al gabav all about? How does gadol omen al gabav work? And why in some sugyas and shas is a chayr shulton b'katan kosher if a gadol zomen al gabav and other sugyas not? What does that have to do with the lumdus of gadol zomen al gabav? That's what we'll talk about in Mirat Hashem next year. And then after that, we're going to come back to the very, very important question of the very, very crucial, I would say even, question of Tosos at the beginning. Not at the beginning, but near the beginning of Dibur Maskal Vahalav, which we haven't really had a proper chance to look at yet. But the question of, is there a bigger problem with a Chayr Shulton B'Katan that Gadol Omen Al Gabav will not solve, which is that we know a Chayr Shulton B'Katan or Lav B'nei Shlichus Ninu, Chayr Shulton B'Katan can't be a Shliach, and the Baal needs to write the get. The Chasav Lav, the Baal needs to write the get, then how can, even with Gadol Omen Al Gabav, he send a Chayr Shulton B'Katan? After all, they are not B'nei Shlichus Ninhu. Okay, but that we will save for two shiurim from now, and that will be really a, not a Shas Sugya, but a Masechet wide Sugya as to who has to write the get. So let's just review our game plan. We're going to first deal with technically, what does Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda each think about the two factors of Gadol Omen Al Gabav and Shiur Makom Toref? How do we paskin? Do we have consistency throughout Maseches Gittin as to whether the rules of the Toref apply to the Tofes or whether we let anything go with the Tofes? And that will be the beginning of next year. The continuation of next year will be Lundus of Gadol Omen Al Gabav in general and Kol Tor Kula and what that reveals to us about the nature of Ksivas Aget. And the third thing we'll deal with, which will be in two shiurim from now, Amir Tzashem, is what about Shlichus? Does the husband or his shliach need to write the get, in which case our sugya makes no sense? Or can anyone write the get? In which case, we have to figure out what it means, v'kasavla, which We already saw that line in Tosos earlier, so we have a little bit of an inkling, but we'll have to continue Mirtz Hashem and daven for, we'll all daven for a little better Hatzlach with technology, Mirtz Hashem, next week. So have a great day and a great Shabbos, and everyone, obviously, if
anyone Rabbi?
Yeah, please Rabbi, feel free to ask. Yes.
Rabbi, technically, so are you going to be rewriting number 3 with different questions in different Mara Makomos? Because you didn't even put in the Tosfot.
Look, we'll start. We still have to finish what I had here down as number 3. And basically what we should do for the rest of the morning is finish the number 3 in this Makoros sheet and then go on to the Tosfot. Okay, that will keep us busy for the rest of the morning. And then I'll send out Makoros later, Be'ezrat Hashem.
Shabbos.
Ben Nash, can I ask a non-this sugya related question?
Is it a Gittin question?
It's a Gittin question, yeah.
Okay, sure.
We saw that Reb Chaim explaining the Machloket Rambam and the Rashba about Telegi Techni Al Gabi Karka, about whether the Natina has to coincide with the Chalot Gerushin at the same moment, or we can distinguish between the two. Natina, and then a later point of Chalot Gerushin. We said the Shita of the Rashba is that they have to be at the same exact moment. How does that fit with the Mishnah later on in Hazorik? It says, Kinsi Shtar Chobzeh, and there's a Machloket there, and we paskin like the Tana that says that you don't have to be Choser Velito Mimena and give it back to her. We say that you can just say the Amira right after. Isn't there seemingly isn't that a clear example of there being a distinction between the Natina and how you can affect it with an Amira after that?
Aha. So you're saying, doesn't this prove that, like, the Rambam is right? Yeah. That the Mais and Natina and the Biyada don't have to come at the same time. So what would the Rashba say, for example? So the answer is very pashut. In that case, it all comes down to that case. The Natina and the Biyada came at the same time. He was noting Biyada. Just the Amira, the Yediyah, came later. He put it in her hand. Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh. He says, here, take this and put it in her hand, take the Shtar Chov. It's just that the Yediyah happened later, right? Her knowledge that it was a get happened later. So the Rambam would say, what does that prove? That proves that Vinasan and the final Chalos don't have to be at the same moment. Likewise, Vinasan and it reaching Biyada don't have to be at the same moment. But the Rashba would say, no, that proves that the Vinasan, Biyada, and the Chalos don't have to be at the same moment. But Vinasan and Biyada is one phrase. The Vinasan and the Biyada have to be at the same moment. Just the Chalos can be later, but the Vinasan and the Biyada have to be at the same moment.
So it seems to be like a little different than how we explain the Machloket by Reb Chaim. I thought we were saying it's the Chalos that has to be. Sounds like now the Rashba is being Modeh, that the Chalos can be.
Okay, I think we'd have to go back to the recording. It's definitely different than the way you remember me explaining it then. I'm not sure that it's actually different from the way I actually explained it then, but in any case, we resolved it. In any case, that's what it is.
Great. Sure.
Bednarsh, question.
Sure.
Is it possible that Rashi is making a distinction that we really haven't discussed, where he says, Ela Begitin, Deinana Siyin, Ela Hatira, versus Shtarot, the Kaima Luguvaina? In other words, he's saying there's a fundamental difference between Gittin and Shtaros, that Gittin is a matter of her status, for example. It's Lahatir, it's a Matir, versus Shtaros, which is designed for future transactions. They can be.
How you read Rashi. I think the simplest shot of reading Rashi is that you have to continue in both of those sentences that you read the beginning of. Rash says, Gittin is Latira, and therefore she'll bring it right away. Shtaros al Guvaina, and therefore he'll bring it later, and this seems to be background to some practical difference which might make us make Xera. So I think the simple shot of reading Rashi might not be like what you're saying. If you want to read Rashi like the way you're... And the continuation of the sentences doesn't sound that way, but I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense, and that would basically be, if not Rashi, it would really be the other Rishonim. What are the other Rishonim saying? That get is a chalos mater. A chalos mater is chal when he's mater her.
Right.
However, shtaros are fundamentally all about, you know, proving things later. And therefore, if they're not going to last a long time and be a good, effective raya, then they're worthless in the first place, and there's no such halos in the first place. So, you know, I'm not sure if that's a fair read of Rashi, because you're stopping in the middle of the sentence. But I think it's a fair svara, in any case. Right.
Yeah, it's not really stopping. He's just supporting that it's a different kind of a get. In other words, the whole point of it is completely different. One is
I see what you're saying. In other words, get, which is latira, is fundamentally the kind of thing that you don't use for a long time.
Correct.
Yeah, I hear the taina. I hear the taina. It could be. It could be. It's a good svara in any case.
Thank you. Shka.
Can I, if there are no other getting questions, can I ask a just a different halakha question, not at all related?